Attention, tape.
Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Get your week started with the Monday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Of course, you know the new blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturdays, but there is content added throughout the week, so swing on over there, check that out, see what's going on. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link. Get on over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like it while you're over there, well, we greatly appreciate that. There's also the Sports Time Radio Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan the Man of 3D. Just follow my Twitter
feed. Yay. Yay, Twitter. Oh. So, all right, Dan, the little bit of, you know, fun NFL stuff. The Steelers made Antonio Brown the highest paid receiver in the NFL. He was your number one pick for fantasy. So, do you like that? That's a good move?
Sure. I didn't win with him, so it doesn't help me.
So... I believe it's 4 years, and the total value of the deal is $68 million. That's per Shefty. He's got that out there. He's actually saying, oh, no, he's got it as a five-year deal now. Originally, I had saw four. So, but, yeah, it's definitely for $68 million. The Steelers also used their franchise tag today and slapped that on Le'Veon Bell. So they're keeping their two best offensive players, kind of moves you were expected, right? You didn't expect a guy like Le'Veon Bell to hit the free agent market, did you?
No. As long as Big Ben stays healthy.
Yeah, you know, he's got a better chance of getting suspended again, right? Oh, geez, did I say that? Damn it. So, a couple other franchise tags were handed out. The Giants put it on Jason Pierre-Paul again. But, he had said, he didn't want to be franchised again, so they're going to have to work out a deal, or we're going to have to listen to him cry. The Panthers put it on defensive tackle Kawan Short. And then the Cardinals used it today. Now, this was an interesting one, Dan. They put the franchise tag on Chandler Jones as a linebacker. Now, he's kind of one of those stand-up, hybrid guys. Do you think he might try the Jimmy Graham thing? Remember a few years ago when Graham was franchised, he was designated as a tight end, and he filed a grievance saying he was a wide receiver because the franchise tag was so much higher. In this case, if you're franchised as a defensive end, it's $17 million. Where Jones was franchised as a linebacker, it's $15 million. Do you think it's worth his trouble to go in with for the two extra million, or you think he'll just let it go and they'll try to work out a long-term deal?
I think if they work out a long-term deal, there's nothing to complain about. But if not, might as well go for that extra two.
So, yeah, and then locally here, Dan, the Bears announced that they will not tag Alshon Jeffrey again. So it does look like he will go on the free agent market. They do, of course, have time to, change their mind. It's just coming out now. If he does hit the free agent market, there's probably very little chance that the Bears get him back because – somebody is going to be dumb enough to give him a whole bunch of money to come in and be their number one receiver, and he's just going to bust out there.
You just let me know not to do that. by event that I will not listen to Chicago sports talk radio for the next month. Because that's all they're going to talk about.
You know, like Mr. Fantasy and I brought this up a little yesterday, but we didn't know anything about the franchise tags or anything. You know, while Jeffrey, he's a very good receiver, but he's never going to thrive as your number one guy. He needs that guy to take some of that pressure off. And remember how good he was when Brandon Marshall was here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what really set him up. But, you know, when he tries to do it by himself, he's either hurt or suspended. Remember, he got a 4-game PED suspension. You know, and he just doesn't seem to produce when he's expected to be number one. And, you know, somebody's probably going to learn the hard way if he hits the free agent market because, you know, there are guys looking for receivers like that. And, you know, somebody's going to give him a whole bunch of money to be their number one, and I just don't think he will be.
No, and it's funny because, again, Chicago radio morning for, you know, throughout the day, I remember one morning listening, saying that Alshon, he's an Alshon. And I'm like, no, he's not a number one. He's Alshon because of Marshall.
Yeah, he, you know, he's one of those guys, like, he's probably a 1A. You know, he's not a true number one, but he's not a number two either. He's somewhere in between. So, you know, it's just kind of like, okay, you're 1A, which doesn't really help anybody. So it's just kind of like, okay, great. You know, and I mean, obviously, by letting him move on, it saves the Bears a whole bunch of money. You know, it won't be invested in just that one position. You know, maybe they can spread it around and get some, you know, some other stuff done.
Offensive lineman?
Yeah. I mean, we're, you know, you're looking at a team that needs so much help. You probably couldn't go wrong. I mean, about the only thing they don't need is a running back, you know, because Jordan Howard looks like the real deal. But other than that, I mean, you know, you could bring in, you know, anybody else, or, you know, that's like, you know, the draft point we were talking about yesterday, you know, you could draft just about anybody, and it's an upgrade for you at number three. So, you know, I don't think there's a real, you know, a real loss for them here with this. It's just being smart, which this team hasn't really done yet. And, you know, we'll just have to see if they can, you know, if they can come up with something, or, you know, if, I don't know if maybe they've got a little better philosophy going on, and, you know, they can have, you know, whatever it is that works out for them, but they definitely need to make a positive impact here. You know, they haven't done much since this regime took over except be bad.
I know, but every year they were supposed to be great.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? I understood, you know, it would be, you know, a down year or two as they tried to rebuild. But, man, it's been down a lot worse than I thought when, you know, they had mentioned it. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, it's just been downright sad. And I'm looking for hope. You know, I mean, obviously they're the local team. It would be nice for them to, you know, do well. But, yeah, there's just not, you know, not a lot out there to get you excited, is there?
Jordan Howard.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's about it. So, You know, you just got to kind of...
Yeah, but, you know, when Jimmy Garoppolo comes...
Got to kind of loop... Yeah, after they trade the third pick in the draft in New England for Jimmy Garoppolo, everything will be great, right? So, jeez. So, I just kind of keep hoping, you know, let's hope that doesn't happen. You know, that would kind of be the, you know, the extra nail in the coffin there. So,
even if you're not a fan of the Bears, regardless, that, you know, across the board for any team that would be in their position makes no sense. You know, whether it's the 49ers, the Browns, or, you know, a handful of other teams, Jacksonville, I mean, it would still make no sense for that trade to even be thought of.
Yeah, you know, when you're picking that high, and it's not that, you know, there's anything wrong with Jimmy Garoppolo, but, you know, you're not giving up a top 5 or 10 or even, you know, probably a top 20 pick for him. I mean, if you happen to be one of these teams and you're way back in the first round, well, yeah, then I could see that because, okay, you're swapping it out for a guy who's going to start for you. You know, and you're not losing much there in the transition, but, you know, I mean, San Francisco's at number 2, the Bears are at number 3. You know, you can get a player that you can build your franchise around at that number. You know, I mean, there's a lot of really quality defensive linemen in this draft. You know, you can grab one of these guys, and as long as they're healthy, you know, you can get 7, 8, in some cases even 10 really quality seasons out of players like this. And, you know, that's a franchise builder. You know, instead, you're going to take a chance. You know, you're going to ship it off on a guy who has, what was it, 55 career NFL passes? Right, you know, and then, of course, you get this guy, and now he's behind an offensive line that can't protect him. So when he's not having success, you know, then all of a sudden it's, you know, it's just this snowball effect. And, you know, that could be anywhere. I mean, if the Browns were to take him, or you mentioned the Jaguars, you know, the Bears, you know, any of these struggling teams, the 49ers, you know, it's just kind of, okay, great, we got this guy. Now what we do, you know, what do we do with him? I mean, we've been talking for years how Andrew Luck is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL and the Colts can't protect him. They can't do anything.
Which is different from what Peyton Manning was there. I don't know if you caught it yesterday. Yesterday or today, I don't remember. The NFL Network, they actually had the Super Bowl on. And, you know, it's obviously a little bit quicker to watch because they eliminate a lot of the BS. So,
yeah.
But, it was pretty interesting to watch that first half. It was still a close game, but just the difference, you know, the defense on both ends was great, but the difference on their offensive line was beating Manny.
So, yeah, you know, I know they've been showing a lot more of those lately. I've seen the, Super Bowl Classic, and I just got to look to see which team it is, you know.
Well, I mean, to me, that's, going off on another point, I would think the whole idea behind the NFL Network, be it all three networks, and it makes a lot easier for NFL, obviously, because there's literally one Super Bowl. It's not a 7-game series, so it makes a lot easier. But, I mean, can you imagine if they made that like a cornerstone on, say, a Saturday night? You know, just who cares if it's the same, you know? You could just do them in order every 50 days. The same thing. People would watch them.
Well, you know, they actually do that building up to the Super Bowl.
Hmm.
You know, they start with Super Bowl 1 and they show them all the way through. So...
testing can all operate. Remember to check your butt for all bottles at each terminal and before returning to the.
So, yeah, you would think, I'm surprised they don't do it more often. Like, they don't do it during the off season or something, you know, that could just be one of those things, you know, hey, let's plug it in and just, you know, show this. But, you know, now they're focused, Dan, the combine is just, I think, 3 or 4 days away. So we're all focused on the combine. So.
And Deion Sanders.
Yeah, whoever, you know, whoever's going to be there and whatever they're going to talk about, and you know, not that this, you know, it means anything because you're not exactly, you know, playing a game, but you know, hey, whatever works for you, I guess, is, you know, how they're going to do it. So we'll see how it works out. But yeah, you know, that was some of the basic football stuff that went on. You know, I just kind of wanted to get it out of the way because it is kind of sort of news, even though it is the off season. So,
I guess my only question, do they have, you know, like based on the qualifying offers, do they have a time limit to put that franchise tag on?
Yeah, I believe the deadline, it's coming up here soon. I'm not sure if it's tomorrow or sometime this week, I believe. You have to decide because, like, the Redskins haven't officially franchised Kirk Cousins yet. So, you know, that's one of the things I know people are looking out for to see if he will be a franchised guy.
If he's not, that's another guy that the Bears should find, right?
Yeah, well, you know, he would actually be, a very popular guy if they let him slide out on the – you know, on the free agent market, I don't really see that happening, but, you know, it is, you know, it is always a possibility, but yeah, he could be a guy who, you know, could be a positive for the Bears. I mean, you know, he's a little more proven than, you know, bringing in a Garoppolo or drafting a guy. So.
I still think they missed the boat on drafting a quarterback anyway.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you were to go through, I mean, they've, you know, like every team, you know, you miss. It's not the best thing, but, it happened.
It's not just about missing. It's about the fact that John Fox has not come to the team and, you know, fully supported or, you know, let you know the minute he walks in the door that Jay Cutler is a quarterback. I think the writing's been on the wall since they kind of come in that eventually they're going to move on. And why they haven't taken the time over the last 2 or 3 seasons to actually draft a quarterback. And I'm not saying, you know, they're going to get lucky and get the 6th-round Brady pick or, you know, go after the first guy on the board, James Winston, or, you know, even when it was Johnny Manziel or the other guy, you know, Marcus Mariota. But I still think that they could have done something, drafted somebody, and started developing and getting him into their system. But, you know, that ship has sailed, and even with the rumors of, you know, Jay Cutler retiring or whatever is going to happen to him, him not being a Bear, everyone's like, oh, they just need to cut their losses and move on. Well, who do you have? You gotta cut your losses. It doesn't matter, I guess, because you're still gonna end up with a 2-and-whatever team next year.
Well, here, I found this interesting, Dan. I found this article called, let me get the name right, The 10 Sports Teams That No One Wants to Watch Anymore. I'm going to butcher the name of the writer here. I guess since it's CH, I'm going to go with Shalana Goldman. So, and they start off at number 10 with the Chicago Bears.
Oh, yeah,
you know, do you buy, are you buying that the Bears are a team nobody wants to watch anymore?
I mean, obviously, locally, you're very soon they're going to, but, you know, the 85 Bears and the Junkyard Dogs and meaningful defense and completely left the team once, you know, Lovey was gone and Brian Urlacher retired. Now, I think the rest of the nation with Griffin's team is just another team.
At number nine, she has the San Diego, now Los Angeles Chargers. So I know, this year they're moving into a smaller stadium. So if nobody wanted to watch them then, I don't know how they're going to do it now. So.
They're not sharing the Rams stadium?
No, not yet. That place isn't quite ready yet. So they've got to wait a year. So, and then they move over to the NHL. At number eight is the Carolina Hurricanes. And then that's followed up at number seven by the New York Islanders. I have to click over to, okay, yeah. So, and then at number, yeah, sadly, they're screen to screen. They're not all listed out, which kind of sucks. Then we're headed to the NBA for the Denver Nuggets. See where else we go. I assume sooner or later we're going to get to a Major League Baseball team here. Let's see if we get another NBA team. Yeah, then it's the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's interesting because I thought, you know, being a young and up-and-coming team, you know, I know you and I have been talking about watching the Timberwolves. Maybe we're the only two?
Yeah, but I mean, are we talking about the national teams or just locally? Or the article kind of
It seems to be locally because they list the home attendance with every team they've had on this list. So I think that's what they're counting it here. There's the move over to baseball here as we have the Tampa Bay Rays. But to be fair, Dan, has anybody watched the Rays since they actually came into existence? Even when they were the Devil Rays?
I don't think so.
So, I was wondering how they were going to do this, Dan, because I was running out of room and I knew I had three teams left. But she combines this as Oakland being the A's and the Raiders. I always thought the Raiders did pretty well. I mean, I understand that, you know, the O.co Coliseum is a dump. But, you know, that says they average here 54,584 people. So.
Well, I mean, it sounds
you know,
like
and we know in case.
Had to get an article out.
Yeah. You know, and then at number one, and I know you and I have actually talked about this before. The Cleveland Indians, you know, who did just go to the World Series and still average less than 20,000 fans a game. Now, I guess, do you figure that changes this year?
No. I think maybe they'll get a boost of 5,000, maybe. But, I mean, you remember the pot-smoking guy.
Forget the bullpen was calling their fans out, not showing up when they were doing wrong.
He had the beard. I don't remember his name.
Yeah, you got to narrow that down for me a little bit. I don't know who that is.
He was a pitcher. So. He was a pitcher. You know, he was in the bullpen. He was supposed to be hot stuff. And
Andrew Miller?
No, he had a beard. Andrew Miller didn't have.
Andrew Miller has a beard.
He plays for the Indians. He doesn't have a beard.
Andrew Miller plays for the Indians. So.
Oh, wait, that's right. Never mind. But no, it was a guy
that's
who
why I was
on the team before Andrew Miller. It was like 2014. He got hurt. He had feet nailed to his house and turned away to get him.
Yeah, Jason Grilli. I don't remember who that was. Was that the guy who had the stuff sent his dog's name or his wife's name or whatever
yeah.
that was?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, I can't remember, don't remember his name, but I remember the situation, so.
Well, he's going they were, back when they were doing well, and, you know, shut up.
Yeah, I mean, you got to figure it's going to go up this year, right? They're coming off a World Series win. You know, they do look like a good team.
Yeah.
So, you know, they should draw okay, right? I mean, you got to figure they're going to at least get to 20,000, aren't they?
Well, I mean, you got to wonder how many of those people are going to be sitting through the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, that is, you know, something you've got to think of there. You know, you do wonder. You know, if that affects, you know, their attendance. Yeah, if that affects their attendance early in the year. So, you know, it is one of those things you got to look out for. I didn't really think of that, but so yeah, you know, I just thought that was kind of interesting when it popped up there. So.
It is interesting, but at the same time, I mean, I don't think enough research has really gotten into that. It's easy to just look at attendance numbers and go, hey, nobody watches these games or goes to the games. But,
yeah.
I mean, at the same token, if all the Bears tickets are sold, they already have their money.
Yeah, you know, and like that's weird. You know, the weird thing with that is, you know, that's pretty much, you know, that stadium, Soldier Field, doesn't hold that many people. You know, it's actually one of the smaller football stadiums in the NFL. So it's not like the Bears aren't putting butts in the seats. It's just, you know, there's no more room for anybody else. You know, I'm willing to bet if they had, you know, 10 or even 15,000 more seats, they'd probably sell those too because it's football.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, I mean, it, you know, I don't, you know, and again, I don't know how the research was done. I don't want to knock anybody on how they, you know, they picked it up to write an article, but it looks like they just went off average attendance and decided, okay, these are the lower ranking teams. We're going to go with that.
Pretty much, to be honest, well, obviously with the Derek Carr injury, I think the Raiders' popularity was definitely on the rise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was definitely, you know, they were one of the more interesting teams until he got hurt. So. You know, but all right. Well, you know, Dan, we had the NASCAR season start yesterday. So we were rolling along, and, you know, of course, that meant we had Chris Olmstead back. He went with, Yeah, well, actually, Mr. Fantasy had a question, so it was a positive at least. I had to ask it, but at least he had a question. Chris Olmstead had three picks. He had Denny Hamlin was his best finisher at number 17. And then, sadly, his other two guys crashed out. He had Dale Earnhardt Jr., who finished 37th, or wait, maybe he did have a better finisher. He had Chase Elliott at 14. But he did say while we were closing that the one underdog guy to look for would be Ryan Blaney, who had a great car all week, and he could be a guy who could be a real factor in the end. And sure enough, Ryan Blaney finished second. So while his three picks kind of struggled a little bit, and a lot of it was due to accident, you know, his underdog guy, he was right on. You know, Ryan Blaney was right there at the end. So, did you get to watch the race or much of the race?
I listened to part of it in the car, and then, but I was dying to ask because obviously I wouldn't have known this until the race. I tuned in during one of the red flags. I think it was one of the first ones. And it seemed like after that, they had two more wrecks, and significant wrecks. After that, but there's three phases now. Has there been a rule change?
Yeah, they.
I thought we just do 300 laps, and it just, you know, tickers down from 300 to one.
Yeah, no, they're trying to make it, like Chris put it. You know, they want people to stop tuning in for just the last 20 laps of the race to see what happens. So what they're doing this year is they're awarding segment points. You know, like yesterday there were points awarded after the first 60 laps, then after 120 laps, and then the finish is still the finish. You know, so like after the first 60 laps, they throw a caution, they award points. And then at 120 laps, they throw a caution and award points. You know, and I believe it's 10 points if you're in the lead and then all the way down to 1 point if you're in 10th place. Oddly, you know, Kyle Busch won segment one. He finished in 38th. And then Kevin Harvick won segment two and he finished 22nd. They both, you know, they both won their segments, ended up getting wrecked out of the race. You know, and then I know you're interested, Dan. At one point in time, Clint Bowyer was running second. You know, I actually think he may have got, I think he got four segment points in like the first segment or something. He picked up some points, and he got caught up in one of the wrecks, though, sadly. Ended up finishing 32nd, one spot ahead of Danica Patrick.
He finished ahead of her.
So, but yeah, a little different year for, you know, Clint in the 14 car. You know, a little better equipment this year. So, but, you know, Kurt Busch ended up getting the win. Now, Dan, this is where I need you to come in on this, if this is a conspiracy or not. You know, NASCAR, you know, it's no longer the Sprint Cup. You know, it's the Monster Energy, whatever the hell they're calling it. And Kurt Busch is sponsored by Monster Energy. So is there a conspiracy there, Dan?
I mean, anything's possible, but I don't know. Do you think they shouldn't be able to sponsor since they sponsor the race?
Yeah, well, you know, I think they had the agreement to sponsor the car before they sponsored the series. So, you know, it would have sucked if they would have pulled out on him like that. That would have been, you know, bad. So it's, you know, they stuck with it. And yeah, who knows, maybe, you know, I believe pretty much all the sponsors throughout the years have done this, going back when it was the Winston Cup, when it was okay for cigarettes to sponsor things. You know, they even had a car, you know, out there. So,
okay.
You know, it's not too, you know, not too strange, but yeah, there was a ton of wreck yesterday. It seemed like, you know, every time you turned around, somebody was wrecking. You know, and I know, you know, a lot of people like that. A lot of people don't. It just depends what side of the fence you're on there. So.
Well, I do like the fact, though, that I believe as long as your car, if you get towed back, no matter what, if you're not in the race, you go get checked out now. So they're definitely taking the driver safety concussions into play a little more.
Yeah, they have some, you know, really new, interesting rules. You know, if you bring your car to pit road, you have 5 minutes to get it back into the race. And if you go to the garage, you're out. So there's no going to the garage, fixing your car, and coming back out. You're done. You get 5 minutes on pit road, and then when your car comes back on, it has to maintain minimum speed, which yesterday at Daytona was 160 miles an hour. So it was, you know, there's some interesting stuff that they did, you know, to work this out. And, you know, we'll see how things kind of go, you know, see how things kind of go as it moves along. But, you know, they're trying. I mean, I like this segment thing, you know, to kind of keep you a little more interested. And then, of course, you know, for the racers as well, you know, a couple points could depend you getting in the chase or not. So it may give these guys a little urgency as these segments are coming to an end to try to get some, you know, a couple spots.
Do they get a break?
No, they just throw a caution.
You know, I mean, and this would be my dumbest question ever to ask, but what do you do when you got to go to the bathroom?
You know, that's one of those things. Yeah, you know, everybody is always just kind of asked that, and apparently you just go is what I think everybody has decided.
Oh.
So,
I mean, I know
I don't know if you remember.
I know the breathing technology and the stuff that goes into a race car, it's pretty impressive. It's amazing what they can do, but I mean, if you get a catheter when you strap in.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you remember, you know, it was a few years back now when the Mickey Mouse Network was still in the NASCAR. They did one of their Sports Center commercials with Kevin Harvick, and they were in day-long meetings, and he never went to the bathroom. And, you know, that was always the question, you know, like one guy held the bathroom door open for him. He's like, "You going in?" He's like, "No, just fine." You know, and there would be scenes where, you know, he'd be standing there just kind of doing nothing, looking like he was taking a whiz, and he was just, like, looking out the window or something. So, you know, I guess it's always kind of been assumed that you got to go, you just go.
Yeah. Well, because I know I've seen they've got, you know, like, drink cup hooked up and wired through their car, and they got a lot of cool technology.
Yeah, I guess they haven't quite figured out a way to hook the toilet up in there yet. So,
you know, I mean, I guess the urgency is there though. You're trying to get there fast.
Yeah, well, you know that, and the fact that, you know, obviously they're sweating out a lot of liquid in those cars. You know, I mean,
yeah.
It's you know, gonna be hot in those cars for 5 hours. You know, I know yesterday in post-race, Michael Waltrip ran the race yesterday, ended up finishing eighth in what's supposed to be the last race of his career. And he went out of his car through inspection up into the Fox booth. And, yeah, you could just tell, I mean, you know, he'd been sweating for 5 hours. So,
I mean, because even then, the other thing I thought was pretty cool, I don't remember what I was watching, is the fact that they're almost, you know, they almost have like scuba diving technology where they've got vests on that they're running cold water, you know, into their bodies to keep their temperature down. I mean, you know, for NASCAR, the technology that is there is amazing.
Oh yeah, it's unbelievable the stuff they do, you know, just to try to help these guys out. So, you know, who knows, maybe, you know, we'll have it.
Sure, was it good to have Chris back again? So we'll have him, Chris, every Sunday around 11, is that 11 our clock, our time?
Yeah, 11 our time, so yes.
Yeah. Every Sunday, 11 Central, unless he texts me and I tell Big Jack some other time. But every Sunday, and then, you know, when he gives me more information, we'll shoot you the little wrestling blog, or not blog. He does his own podcast, but it's on wrestling. So I thought that was kind of a shake-up in what he does.
I did not know that. That's kind of humorous.
No, and I find it, the only thing I find odd about it is how we get connected with these guys. We don't know this, and then all of a sudden they're like, "Oh," and we're like, "Holy crap! That's what we were. That's how we met." And you know, even when it goes down to, you know, South Bend Cubs, Chris Hagstrom, you know, one of the weird things we had in common was his affiliation with independent wrestling. So, just kind of funny how that works out.
Yeah, of all the things to, you know, kind of set it up or bring people together, it ends up being wrestling. So, you know, just weird. But, yeah, we'll have to see. Maybe, you know, maybe Mr. Fantasy will talk to him then if he, you know, he finds out he's got a podcast, wrestling podcast.
Yeah.
Are you going to appear on it?
I don't have any more knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Just, you know, I'm so out of the loop. You know, but
I always make sure when someone passes away, though, I put on a huge blog and talk about all the good times that we never had together or any of that.
Yes. You know, I did make sure to ask before I pubbed the website for him yesterday because I didn't want to get yelled at like that. The one time we had our buddy Tim Kelly on and you didn't tell me he changed websites. So I made sure to ask if Chris was still with Beyond the Flag, and he's still there. So you can check Chris out at beyondtheflag.com. Swing on over there. You know, they got a lot of social media stuff that goes with it, Facebook, Twitter, the whole deal. So, you know, if you want to check out Chris Olmstead, he's over there.
Well, and if you scroll through and you check the About section or whatever, you will see that they have a lot of contributors, but Chris is considered their expert for that website. So we have the man with us every Sunday.
That's understandable. You know, he is, you know, definitely more intelligent than you or I. Oh, wait. At least me. Maybe not you, but me. So.
I mean, he even gets blown down to races. So.
Yeah. You know, when the hell does that happen to us? When are we going to get flown somewhere?
Yeah.
The only rides I ever get offered are by the police. Why is that? So.
Hey, I drove you down to South Bend.
Yes, you did. But I had to drive to your house. It's not the same, you know. You know, it's like, you know, Mr. Fantasy won't even drive here anymore to take me anywhere. So.
I'm just waiting.
And, you know, I know we talked a little bit about this off air, but I definitely want to kind of bring it up here and see if we can go into a little more detail in this. I'm kind of baffled with how this Oscar screw up from last night is a sports story. But yet, you know, and I get it. It was kind of humorous and, you know, that, well, however else you want to look at it, but how does it translate to sports?
Sports entertainment. No. You know, the only thing I could think of is it was a hot topic and they wanted to jump on the bandwagon, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I guess I see that, but, you know, like when you tune into a sports show, and I know to be fair, you know, you don't really watch a lot of these things. You just go out and hunt down what you want online. But, you know, like I'll sit down and, you know, have something to eat in front of the TV and I've got, you know, the Mickey Mouse Network on or, you know, the MLB or NFL Network. It's rare that I have just a regular channel on anymore. It's always seemed to be something with sports. And, you know, these things are, you know, they're running around and all of a sudden they're talking about, well, you know, did you see what happened at the Oscars last night? I'm like, what? Did I see? No, what? Huh? And, you know, at first, you know, because obviously I didn't watch it. I was watching the Blackhawks. You know, and by the time the Oscar thing happened, you know, hell, I was asleep. So, you know, just kind of like, okay, whatever. But it was, you know, all over. And, I mean, I couldn't get away from it this morning.
For me, I could give to crap about it.
I mean,
wasn't it funny the first time when Steve Harvey did it? I know it's completely opposite,
you know.
But it's in the same realm of a guy on a stage with a microphone kind of deal, or a woman. I'm not being sexist. Steve Harvey did it. We got a bunch of memes out of it. He only got more famous for that, which, I mean, he's pretty damn famous to begin with. So, you know, the only reason I even tuned into that, not even really tuned in, was because I was getting my points on Bing. So I had to click on it to get my points, and I was like, oh, they said the wrong name, and you see all the pictures of everyone acting crazy. I'm like, okay, next.
I was just kind of like, okay, so they, you know, they made a mistake and, you know, they worked it out and you know, however, you know, it works out, you know, I mean, at least the right people got the award, right? I mean, that's all that really matters. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to figure that one out myself. And
I, you know, if anybody can figure it out, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com, you know, feel free to send me, you know, anything that explains it to me, because I was really, you know, kind of lost by the whole deal about, you know, this is sports news and it's important that we talk about it. And, you know, I know that's supposed to be part of, you know, as they call it, the six now, the, you know, the 6 p.m. Eastern Time Sports Center, you know, they're supposed to do all that stuff, you know, talk music and movies and all the popular stuff like that, more of a pop culture show than an actual sports type of show. So, you know, but yeah, I mean, like, I, you know, I, again, I don't watch it. I've tried. It's not a very good show, or again, maybe it's just me. but yeah, I, like I said, I just didn't get it. I figure, you know, maybe, you know, am I really just too old for that or what? I mean, cause you know, there's gotta be older people, other older people out there, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think with the way, like you say, that I get a lot of my information, my news straight from the source, whatever, but do you think they're just trying to, they're grasping at anything, try to recaptivate an audience? Or recapture?
Yeah, you know, yeah, you know, I mean, I guess it seems like it, you know, but while we're kind of, you know, on this topic, but not on this topic, I found this article that I thought was really interesting. I know you and I talked about the changes Fox Sports One is trying to make. And one of the things that they wanted to do was try to make Katie Nolan like the front and center of their, I don't know if you want to call it a sports center package or however they would want to do it, with a new show for her. And I found this interesting, very much a little bit like old time wrestling, Dan, but apparently the Mickey Mouse Network is now after her. And they had a sit down meeting with the president. Here you go. The president of the network, ESPN president, John Skipper, senior VP, Connor Schell, notably Eric Reinhold. He's a producer who has put out shows like Round the Horn, Pardon the Interruption, and Highly Questionable. Is this going to be like an old-style Vince McMahon raiding the territories and overpaying the talent so they leave?
I think so. More or less, that's what it sounds like. I mean, but it worked.
Yeah, because, yeah, well, you know, and obviously, and I mean, I don't blame them. You know, she did a show called Garbage Time that won an Emmy. You know, and she is very... you know, she's young and she's social media savvy. And, you know, I think you'll agree that that's one of the things you really need nowadays. You know, like, I don't even believe she's 30 years old. You know, and that's how she got into it at first. She was a social media reporter. And that's, you know, that's how Fox kind of found her. And, she, you know, she's had some success. But, I would be interested, you know, her style is a little different than what you see on the Mickey Mouse Network now. Do you think they would allow her to be her if they brought her on, or do you think they would try to make her conform?
I think they'd make her conform a little bit, but you can't take personality completely away.
Yeah, it was, you know, just kind of... It would be interesting, you know, to see what they would try to get, you know, try to do with her, because, you know, other networks have tried to do this with ESPN talent. You know, we mentioned just the guys who are on Fox Sports One now, you know, the Skip Baylesses, you know, with his show with Shannon Sharp, and then there's Jason Whitlock and Colin Cowherd, and we talked a little bit about the new thing they're thinking about doing with Chris Carter. And Chris Broussard, who's a former NBA reporter for ESPN, is over there as well. Dan, I don't even know if you remember this. Do you remember at one point in time, Michelle Beadle left ESPN to do a show on the NBC Sports Network? One of those sit-down in-studio shows that just didn't work out. And then I believe it might have been CNN that grabbed Rachel Nichols and gave her an hour-long sports show on their network that didn't work out. Now, both of those two women ended up back with ESPN. So, you know, other networks have tried to do this, and it hasn't worked out. You know, do you think ESPN could do something with her, or is it just going to be one of these things where we go, hey, I remember her from back when?
Oh, I thought I was still on mute. I would think it would work for them because that's who you go to get your name put out there. And if it doesn't work out, then she'll grab some more popularity, you know, kind of falling back down.
Yeah, now do you think, you know, this is Fox Sports' problem is just that ESPN has been in the game so long that everybody goes there regardless?
I think that's part of it.
So, you know, and then obviously, you know, you being the guy with the piece of paper, how – is there a way to change that?
Not completely, but, you know, here's one of the – going down to the nitty-gritty, I guess, making sure that your channel is always positioned right above or below. Competition, that's a deal. When you're, you know, and this is something, you know, this is the top corporate kind of negotiating with cable providers. If you can imagine that, I think that would be the only way. Because, you know, if we equate it back to wrestling, her going from Fox to ESPN is like, you know, the indies to the Vince McMahon. And then vice versa. You said you pulled the other two women out, and that's like them trying to start their own thing, in an essence, going to the next up and coming. But it's so hard to break that guy, you know, to break Vince McMahon's company, to break the ESPN. It's, you know, with Fox and NBC. NBC, I think, you know, has a definitely a separate identity where you kind of forget about Fox Sports 1.
Yeah, well, you know, and even like, you know, the NBC Sports Network, I always forget about them. You know, that's why I actually tweeted at you last night that the Blackhawks game was on there, because I had completely forgot. And it took me a while to find it, and luckily I got back in time, you know, just before Jonathan Tate scored. So.
Yeah, but right now, if you think about it, they've got Rivalry Wednesday, I think, and they're doing Star Sunday, where they showcase a guy, and they give you more of a storyline in between, you know, commercial breaks and all that good stuff on Sundays. So it's not just two teams. You're getting to learn about, you know, everyone in the rest of the country about Tays or Kane, or you might learn about, you know, everybody.
Yeah, you know, but I think the catch with them, Dan, is when it's not hockey season, are you going to think about that network at all?
No, and isn't that why I can't say this, but I thought they were positioned to take over NASCAR after hockey was over. Or no, that wouldn't work. You know what I mean? Or yeah, it would.
So, yeah, oh yeah, it would work fine. Yeah, I know for a while NASCAR had the split season. Are they still split? I don't even know. I haven't even, you know, looked into it yet to see. But yeah, it's just, it's such a weird thing. Cause yeah, you know, it's like, hey, great, it's hockey season. Oh, you know, no problem. You know, I got to make sure I check the NBC Sports Network. But yeah, I mean, you know, the minute hockey ends, which again, you know, another thing that doesn't end till, you know, late May or early June, you know, I couldn't honestly tell you what I would turn the NBC Sports Network on for. You know, I mean, I'm not a college basketball guy, so I'm not turning it on for that. You know, they don't cover baseball. You know, I mean, others, you know, I know they have their own little talk shows and stuff that they show, but nothing they have is, has really caught my attention. So, yeah, I don't know. You know, can you give me another show that's on there off the top of your head while I'm trying to think about it?
Nope.
Anything? Help me out. You got Bing up? Can you Bing something so we can at least pretend like we know what's on the network? Because yeah, I'm serious, man. I'm racking my brain here to try to think of anything I've watched on that network that wasn't hockey. You know, if they did have NASCAR, I'm sure I watched that. But yeah, other than that, you know, are they the ones who run the Doug Gottlieb show, or is that CBS? I don't remember. You know which one it is. And I mean, you know, it's nice. You know, it's nice we have all these sports networks, Dan. But man, they got to start showing stuff we like, don't they?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they do have a game going on right now. So.
Who does? NBC.
The Kings versus the Wild.
Oh, okay. So. You know, wow, that's an early. Well, they must be in Minnesota then if they're already playing. So, but yeah, you know, it's just kind of like, oh, okay, you know, I got this, but that's, you know, that's kind of all I got. I mean, it's like, what do they call it? A one trick pony? Is that the right analogy?
Yeah. Well, I think they do boxing. Yeah.
Do they? I was going to say, again, it's nothing, you know, nothing I've watched if they do. So, you know, just, yeah, you know, I mean, you know, to be fair, I mean, I'm kind of in the same boat with CBS Sports. You know, they have their own sports network as well. You know, I did like their NFL pre-show. They have, what's it called, that other pre-game show or something like that. I think they call it Tops. And I like the setup they have there. And they have a talk show that I watch from time to time hosted by all the women who are in sports called We Need to Talk, which isn't too bad of a show, but they bounce it around so much I don't always catch it. But yeah, you know, that's another network. I mean, they're incredibly college basketball heavy. And, you know, again, it's just, you know, it's not really... You know, it's just not really my, you know, my thing.
I always watch college baseball.
Yeah, you know, does anybody cover
CBS?
You know, I don't think I've seen do they cover college baseball? I'm trying to remember if I've seen, you know, anything, you know, anything. I know, obviously, you know, the MLB network will show it occasionally, but... So, yeah, I just kind of, you know, it's like we got all these sports networks and there's just not enough to, you know, to go around. I mean, you know, there's only so much UFC you can show or boxing or college football. You know, I mean, golly, God, there's so many college football games. Oh, all right. The music means Dan and I are going to take off, so I'll quit complaining about sports programming. We're back at 5:30 tomorrow live, so come back and join us then. Don't forget the deal while we're away, though. SportsTimeRadio.com. Check out the stuff we got going on over there. Follow the link over to the Facebook page and give that a like. Of course, jump on and follow the Twitter feed at SportsTime Radio. You can find Dan and I on Twitter, too, so look us up and tell us whatever you want. As always, thanks for listening live, and don't forget, you can get the podcast anytime you want now at TuneIn.com.